time now for our Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week, Jessica Havel. And first of all, congratulations, Jess, your first Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week and your first career shutout. How does it feel?
Super excited, especially in this league, to not let any goals in and just to get a win in this league is a big accomplishment.
Not only was it a big win for you guys, but it snapped a 6-game losing streak. I hate asking this question, how does that feel? But does it feel good to just kind of get that monkey off your back this second half of the season?
Yeah, I didn't even realize it was a 6-game losing streak until I checked out Twitter. But it did feel really good to finally end it. It felt good to just get back in the swing of things, and everyone played the position they needed to play to get the win.
Your team played 60 minutes of hockey. I know that's something that head coach Steve Sertich has been stressing all season. Now how do you carry that into this weekend?
I think after the last weekend in St. Cloud, obviously we got the win. It's now time to go to work this weekend against Mankato. And just, like, now we know what it's like to play the full 60 minutes, so now just get to it and do it again.
Jess, I know that you were awfully close, and you probably still are, to your former fellow goaltenders, Zuzana Tomchikova and Alana McElhenney. After your first career shutout this last weekend, did you get a lot of text messages?
I did. I got a lot of text messages from old teammates just excited for me. Zuzka, I can talk to her, so she texted me, and she was really proud of me, so that was nice to hear from.
It's senior year for you. How fast have the last 3.5 years gone?
Unbelievably fast. I get this question a lot, and same answer, like, you blink of an eye and you're almost done. So I'm looking forward to finishing out with the team and doing good.
Okay, Hockey Day in Minnesota is coming to Grand Rapids, your hometown. How excited is everybody in Grand Rapids for Hockey Day Minnesota?
Everyone is nuts about it. It's going to be on Pokegama Lake, so the big lake in town, but they're expecting a ton of fans. Grand Rapids is just like a good hockey community, so a lot of great athletes have come out of there, especially like in the hockey aspect of it. So everyone's just excited. It's going to be a big celebration.
Well, you and a couple of your teammates played for the Thunderhawks. Is it the girls' team that gets to play in that day?
Yeah, the girls are playing, and then I know the high school boys are going to play after.
Okay, I personally am a little disappointed that they don't celebrate Division I women's college hockey during Hockey Day Minnesota. Do you kind of feel the same way?
I felt the same way because, you know, it's got Erickson from Grand Rapids, or Coleraine, Molly, me, and then we were in Duluth that weekend, and we'll be playing our former teammate, Dana Gallup, so we thought, what a perfect opportunity that would have been to get to play outside. So I wish they would, maybe in years to come, but never know.
So Jess, what are you majoring in at BSU, and what do you hope to be when you're done with college?
I'm doing community health and exercise science, and I'd like to go work in the setting of the health field, and I just want to help people get fit and healthy, and I kind of want to be a personal trainer.
Well, good luck to you. Congratulations again on Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.